all right, cause I'm a mug tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any mugs will do. I got me Parker, crunchy feeling got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on. Whoa, I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me mad. I only bought one because we make it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to be mad. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
Before he put his arms around me, cobble street, the sound of water near my feet.
I found her.
I took the wedding ring off of my hand
before I put my arms around her. We lay and let our hearts take wings
and fly across the Seine.
When she left, the tears she cried
he thought were just the rain.
Lovely.
Very lovely.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
On 1.5, UMFM.
That's us. Ta-da. You did it.
Yeah.
So we're back.
Yes, we are.
In the booth.
Yep.
No Hunter.
No Hunter.
No Hunter. No. He's being punished for riding his bike without his helmet.
Oh, that kid.
Right. No. He's just not with us today. But how are you, babe?
I'm good.
Yeah?
How are you?
All right.
That's good.
My vacation is coming to an end.
Yep.
I shouldn't complain or feel sad. I have 5 weeks off. Like, I understand how blessed and lucky I am that I can do that. Still sucks to go back. I'm sorry. I'm like, I've been just like chilling.
Yeah.
Watching a lot of movies and really crappy TV. You're lucky I don't subject you to the crap I'm watching.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I don't think you could stand 2 days worth of catfish.
No.
No, you'd be done. And playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
Yeah, we were addicted to that game.
Oh, God. If I could give the world one snippet of advice, don't even try it.
Don't just...
You were good for so long.
I was.
You were watching me play, and I was like, you should play this. And you're like, meh, meh, meh. And then one day...
It's like, look what I did.
I was like, oh, now we're going to have to fight for it. Damn it. No, we share.
Yeah, we share.
We share. But anyway, you did the show today, because
yes.
Since I'm on vacation, apparently, I do nothing, including my show. Our show. It's our show.
Yeah.
But you did a great set list.
Thanks.
I liked it. When I was going through it, I'm like, yeah, I like this vibe. It's a little softer.
Yep.
A lot of French, which I love. And I think everyone's going to dig it.
Yeah, it's a real chill vibe.
Yeah, it's perfect for the fall turn, right?
That's what I was actually, how it was actually started out.
Oh, is that it?
The Doors Indian Summer was like the lead off track, but then I got rid of it after I started.
Because that would not match with any of this. But I can see how that could be like a jumping off point.
Yeah,
because coming into this, even Terry, as she was leaving, was like, I did not anticipate how dark it was going to be outside at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And in Chile?
Yeah, it's getting there.
Sweater weather?
Yeah.
You're wearing a sweater. I'm wearing a...
Sweater t-shirt?
A short. It's a sweater? I don't know. A light sweater with 3/4 sleeves.
A shorter.
There we go. I'm wearing a shorter. Anyway, the show started off with Francois Hardy, who's fantastic. She's so good. Le Temps de l'Amour. A little Nancy and Lee Hazelwood, who I was commenting to, they're the cover art for this week's show, I was commenting about what an odd pairing those two were. And I remember, I think it was Jared, I'd posted Lee and Nancy because I was so excited when I found that album, like so happy. And he's like, what did he say? He's like, I can just see like Frank Sinatra like rolling his eyes as Nancy's like hooking up with this cowboy with a mustache, right?
Yeah.
But they were so good together.
Yep.
The music they made was so great. So that was Paris Summer. And the famous, for more than one thing, Jane Birkin with Harvest Moon. Famous for two things. The Birkin bag.
Yep.
Which, I swear to God, one day, it will be mine.
Yes.
Probably not. And for being the famous voice that got Serge Gainsbourg banned on every radio station from here to eternity. I know. Dirty girl. But So should we just continue on?
Let's continue on.
You played a song next by a group I love. And I've been dying to add some of them into my collection, but their records are always so expensive. It makes me sad. This is Nouvelle Vogue with a cover of
Echo and the Bunnymen.
That's it. Thank you. I'm like, Bunny Guys, what's the name?
Peter Rabbit and the Cottontails.
There you go. Cover Peter Rabbit and the Cottontails. The Killing Moon here on Punks and Parkas.
Yep.
Until though I lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand, I'm your man. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every inch of you. If you want a driver, climb inside. Or if you want to take me for a ride, you know you can. I'm your man. Are the moons too bright, the chains too tight, the beast won't go to sleep? I've been running through these promises to you that I made and I could not keep. Ah, but a man never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Or I'd crawl to you, baby, and I'd fall at your feet, and I'd howl at your beauty like a dog in heat, and I'd clog your heart, and I'd tear at your sheet. I'd say, please, I'm your man. To sleep a moment on the road, I will steal for you. And if you want to work the street alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only want to walk with me a while across the sand, I'm your man. If you want a lover, I'll do anything that you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, stopped my rambling.
These days I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. It's just that I've been losing so long. La, 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 la. I've stopped my dreams.
Fifty. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in-store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, because old gold is as good as new.
Lovely commercial for our folks at Vintage Vinyl.
Yes.
Who bring you this show every week.
They do.
And bring you our empty pocketbooks.
Yeah, my wallet's...
A little lighter.
My wallet's been doing pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
We've been pretty good lately. Yeah. He's probably going to be like, where are you guys? I'm like,
are you guys even alive?
We're alive. We're just... A lot of things coming up.
Yeah.
And things that did come up that require us to kind of...
Chill
a little bit for now on the record buying. Yeah. So more to come maybe later. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yes, welcome back.
101.5 UMFM. We got the captain.
Got the penny.
Supporting his David Bowie shirt.
It's Bowie.
Oh, Bowie. He's amazing. So, yeah, we heard from Vintage Vinyl. Definitely go check them out.
Yeah.
Fridays are new release Fridays.
Yes.
If you want the heads up... I'm gonna give everybody an insider tip here. Probably shouldn't do this because it can make things difficult for us.
That's right.
But that's the kind of girl I am. I care about the
looking
people.
Looking out for the people.
I'm looking out for the peeps, yo. So if you want a heads up of what's being released on New Release Friday, you gotta follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's at VintageVinyl204. Throughout the week, he kind of like... Well, he doesn't. He posts what he's going to have up.
Yeah.
So if you see something you like, you get in line.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to say 10 minutes early, but you should be there 15 to 20 minutes early. But if you're there 10 minutes early, that means I got there first. So 10 minutes early. Because trust me.
Yeah.
There has not. I can count on one hand how many days there hasn't been a lineup of people on New Release Friday.
Yeah.
So definitely.
Go check it out.
Do it, yeah. Yep. He's expanded in the back. He's got the discount vinyl section and a hip-hop section now.
Yeah, it's hip-hop and dance. And
yeah, yep. A lot of 12-inch singles and other cool stuff.
Cool stuff in there.
Cool stuff. So, fall
yes.
is happening.
Yep.
Halloween is coming up.
Ooh.
And for me, Halloween means one thing.
Candy.
No.
Candy?
No.
Pumpkins?
No.
Well, Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yes. I'm like, you'll get there, babe. You will get there. Yes. I am such a, like, it's so funny when people are like, of course you're a fan of Rocky Horror Picture Show. I freaking love Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, I have the box set. I know all the comebacks. I know, like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
I love it. If you love it or you've heard about the Rocky Horror Experience and you want to kind of see what it's like to go see this movie in a theater with people who do all the fun stuff you're supposed to do. You're going to want to go to the Park Theater. I think yes. It's November 7th.
Yep.
They're going to be showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show. There's going to be prizes for best dressed. They're encouraging you to bring props. They have X-Made toast.
Yep.
And something else. I know. I was like, God damn it. I can't bring toast. Like, that's super important. But, yeah, there are a few props that they don't want in the venue.
Yeah.
So definitely go check out which ones those are. But you can bring rice. Do they realize the mess they're going to have with all that freaking rice?
Yeah, there'd be more mess with rice than there would be with toast.
Right? But I think toast, too, gets mice. Do they eat raw rice?
I don't know.
Anyway, people are like, why rice and toast? I digress.
Just look it up.
So if you want to partake in a Rocky Horror Experience, you've never been, or you're like been dying to do one again, like I have, go.
Go check it out.
Get your tickets now. I think they're like $12. It's rush seating. We're going to be there.
Yep.
Maybe in costume.
Maybe.
We're throwing a few ideas around, but I think you're stuck on one.
I think I'm stuck on one.
Oh my God. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, we're going to have to find you a few things.
Yeah.
Depends which version you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to go full on or. Like, robed version? He wants to go as Frankenfutter.
Yeah.
I think you could pull it off. I think you should do the Frankenfutter in the hospital gown.
That's what I'm wondering.
Because that's a safe one. You still need to wear the pantyhose, though.
Yeah.
You got to wear the fishnets. Yeah. But at least you don't have to be walking around.
You don't have to be walking wearing lingerie.
True. Yeah. I obviously can do magenta. I've got the hair. I just got to tease it all to hell. But yeah, it's going to be fun. So kudos to you, Park Theater.
Yes.
Not kudos for doing it on a Monday night.
No, that's... but whatever.
Whatever. It's early enough. I think it starts at 8. Doors at 7. That's that. Something else coming up before that on October... Oh, God. 20-something. The record sale? What date?
The 16th.
Oh, my God. We better start pricing those records like I said I was going to do this week. I'm going to start tomorrow when I get back from my hair appointment. But, yeah, 2nd.
Yep.
Record sale. The first one was in the spring? Summer?
Yeah.
Sometime. At the Kubota Center on Wilkes?
Yep.
I'm saying these things with an up because I'm not sure. And you're answering my questions?
Yes.
And I appreciate it?
Yes.
Because I'm not really sure?
You're welcome.
And I didn't do my research?
Nope.
You're the best?
Yeah.
Anyway, the first one was great.
Yeah.
The first big record sale we've had in the city since before the pandemic.
Yep.
We have a table we're sharing with a friend.
Yep.
So come check out our crap. I mean, our good stuff.
Yeah, we got some good stuff. We got some new stuff. We got some.
We actually do.
Stuff.
We found some really rare CD singles.
Yeah.
Some cool vinyl. There's going to be some cool stuff. So definitely come check it out. October 16th.
Yes.
I think it's 9 the doors open. You can get in. Or is it 10 the doors open? But if you pay early,
yeah,
you get in.
If you pay a certain price, you get in early at 9 o'clock.
So. Exactly. So bring your full wallets.
Yep.
Come say hi. I think you and our friend Brett will be man in the booth. I'll probably be coffee guru, making sure you guys are caffeinated.
Yes.
Because it's two people.
Yep.
I'm getting oasted.
Well, you could jump in too.
I know. I'll give you one of you guys a break and let you look at the records, I guess. But yeah, definitely put on your calendars.
Yep.
Yeah.
And something else starts on October 1st, I think.
What starts October 1st?
Boo at the Zoo.
Boo at the Zoo. That's right. Yeah. We really should just buy tickets.
Yeah.
I've never done Boo at the Zoo, and I've always wanted to.
Me neither. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Okay. So we'd be going?
Yeah.
I'm going to go tease some animals while drunk?
No, this is Boo at the Zoo.
Oh. Oh, it's not Brew.
No.
Oh. Don't laugh, people on the listening. There was a thing.
There was a thing called Brew at the Zoo.
Okay.
It was a couple of years ago.
Right? So I'm like, that would have
been
my
fun. Sister and a friend of ours went. And it was a good time.
It was lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of good times was had.
Yes.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
But no, this will be fun. Boo at the Zoo. You can see the animals.
You can see. Is there like a carnival atmosphere, I think
it
is. Yeah.
Didn't we do something around Christmas at the zoo? That was at the zoo, right? With
there
the lights.
There was Christmas lights at the zoo or something, I was called.
Yeah, so the zoo puts on some good stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out. Tickets on sale Monday?
Tomorrow.
Friday?
Yeah.
I'm fine. Monday might be a holiday for a lot of people as we...
Yeah, a lot of federal employees.
Yeah, mourn the death of Her Majesty.
Yeah.
That means me, so my vacation gets extended a day. But yeah, I was laughing about the queue.
Oh, yeah.
To see the Queen 6 or 7 hours, and they were joking about, like, there's nothing more British than the queue, right? And how people are like, this is the queue you've been training for your whole life. Like, but seriously, the lines are crazy. I have a couple friends over there right now. I kind of want to tell them you should go see.
Yeah.
You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really.
Yeah.
Talk about timing. Anyway, we gabbled enough.
Yes.
I don't know what gabbled means, but I said it.
You said it, so it's a word. So
it's now in the dictionary.
Yep.
Let's go back. We're going to play another track by Nancy Sinatra, and don't come at us. She's fantastic.
Yep.
But this is solo Nancy, so it's different.
Yes.
This is her cover of As Tears Go By.
Yep. Hi.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing, but all I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by. It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play, doing things I used to do. Ah, but where are you? I sit and watch as tears go by.
Feel like quickly change. Well, it's strange, but true, I'm telling you truthfully. See, the day is coming back to me. It's coming back to me. Yeah, baby's coming back to me. Yeah, baby's coming home. Oh, baby's coming back to me. Yeah, baby's coming back to me. Yeah, baby's coming back to me. It's coming home.
Água de beber, camarada. Água de beber. Get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night, we found each other. Let's get lost. Get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night, we found each other. Let's get lost. Oh, let's get lost.
That's a great segue for the end of the show.
Yeah, we're going to get lost.
Yeah, we're going to get out of here.
I did not plan that, and neither did you, but it works out well. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yep.
Be safe. The weather's still nice.
Yep.
Enjoy it, because it's not going to be here long.
Nope.
All right.
All right.
We've got some Dusty. We're going to try to get to some Nina. James is up next with Ultrasonic Phil.
Yep.
Have a good one.
See you guys.
The look of love is in your eyes, the look your heart can't disguise, the look of love, the same so much more than just words can ever say. Let's take a